Netflix.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we plan. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Dwarves taking turns doing handstands.
We're on.
I'm ready for my spotlight. Okay.
Yeah.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Hello, good night, and welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show. I am but your servant and mere mortal, the Brother Victorious, and you know what? It took us about 31 days. But I do want to say, what is it, like a happy or scholarly Women's History Month to everybody.
Yay.
We're at the end of the month, but women did like 31 great things, you know, in the history of the world and America, and Susan B. Anthony, all that, you know, I want Yael Fonzine, all that. I want to salute all of the women, especially the woman to my left. My fair co-host, and my fair, I don't mean light skin, I don't want that hate, you know, in my inbox, but my fair, though she just happens to be, my co-host who just happens to be who are you? Who are you?
It's just Jasmine.
Just Jasmine?
Yeah.
Good evening. Fair name for a fair maiden.
Yeah, fair lady, fair skin, just tried me.
So wait a minute. Was that like kissing up noises? So he can do kissing up noises. He can't play the music though.
Yeah, I was giving Jasmine a kiss.
Aww, oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, kiss for the music.
Yes, and happy.
Well, anyway, so yeah. So Women's History Month. That's what's up. And Easter, right? Today is Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter for all of those of you that are celebrating this huge, amazing holiday that has all the grocery stores closed.
Right. And this is, I think, Easter when Christ, our Lord, he rose like eggs after 3 days on a Sunday.
Just like today.
Just like today. It's raining here in New York, and of course that means that the Lord is crying tears of joy that his son hath risen. Okay? I don't know what that canned laughter is, but I'm being serious.
I don't know either.
I don't know nothing about that. Okay? But what's up, man? How was your weekend, Jeff?
Thank you for asking. It was great. It was very relaxing. I got to spend some time at home with my family, and I also got to hang out with one of our Emotion Picture listeners and her family, actually the winner of the lip contest, Diva Don.
Oh, okay, and, okay. And I think her prize is in the mail.
It better be. But Yeah, we had a great time. We had a very healthy holiday weekend. And okay. In that same breath, I want to give a shout-out to the Emotion Picture Fitness Group that is halfway through their second month of this fitness commitment that we've been on.
Nice.
Yeah. We're seeing some major results. I'm really proud of our listeners doing more for themselves and their families.
Nice. And so we didn't just present the problem when we spoke on our show the other week in regards to health. We also are providing one of the solutions. And shout out to Rhea.
Yes.
For helping us.
Our Beachbody consultant. Before we get into the next portion of the show, I did want to mention that we did get some negative attention about our fitness show.
Really? What happened?
We did. Some folks just felt that we were being insensitive and that three skinny, thin, healthy, relatively healthy people should not be calling people fat asses and should not be giving health advice. So
well,
I just want to say
this?
A fat ass, obviously. So
okay.
I just want to say that I would not want to take any type of health or fitness advice from anyone that hasn't tried it and proven it to work. And if you take the time to listen to the show, you'll actually hear more than just the title and see how important your overall health is to your relationships, all of them, including your one with the relationship with yourself.
That's relatively healthy. I mean, you got muscles now. I've seen the muscles, man.
Thank you. And they weren't there before, but you know what? I got off my ass. Yeah. And I did some work. So, anyway, we can move forward. I just wanted to say that.
Well, some of us can move forward, Jazz. Not all of us can. I'm not going to say why, but I will say that respectfully, I wasn't the one that said the fat ass. So.
Here we go. Come on, we're supposed to stand together. Anyways, what's going on with this Netflix thing? What you got for
Shia isn't on today, right now. We will talk about that a little bit later in regards to today's topic, but we have a new segment that we're trying out. It's called, you heard of Netflix, you heard of Def Jam, this is Netflix, and every week I'm going to give my review and pick some movies. Now, usually I like to do things that are ready online or on video, but I have to say this weekend I saw Temptation. The Tyler Perry joint.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good. With no Madea in it. No.
I've heard good things about it.
It was a great movie. I think it's
awesome.
a future Afro-American classic.
Wow.
Right up there with Two Can Play That Game and Living with Eva. Yeah. I'm telling you, it may not win no Oscar, it win a Roscoe. It was dope. It was about 2 hours. I didn't know who to root for, the hero or the antagonist. It was a great movie.
Are you being passive aggressive?
No. It was a great movie. I would like to see it again. It,
okay.
You know, Tyler Perry, for all people say about him, if one thing he does do is that he shows black men in a good light. And hey, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a movie that we're all in a good light, but, I mean, it's hard to have a black man be a good guy nowadays, and this movie definitely showed that. And and Brandy was okay in it, too. Brandy was cool.
Okay.
Kardashian, I think she played, you know, her role well, you know. It was a great movie.
Okay, well.
So I give it 2 middle fingers up, and that's a good thing where I come
whoa.
From.
Whoa. That's a good thing for Netflix.
You said what?
For Netflix, that's a good thing.
Right, it's a good thing for Netflix, right. Now, I wouldn't say to spend your money at the theater because they already got enough money. So you can inbox us, and I'll send you a link. Audio.
Oh,
audio
no,
is
okay,
a bit off.
I'm
not really sure what everybody was saying, but from the moving pictures, it looked like a great movie.
We
and,
are not
Kilami,
bootlegging Tyler Perry.
No,
movie.
we're not bootlegging anything. You know,
okay,
I'm
we're not sharing
know.
Links. Do not send us a message looking for the link to Temptation.
No.
No, Temptation. Go see it at the theater while it's still there.
Look, and don't
you think
leave
it'll
early.
Be there next week?
Yeah. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, it's a great movie. Fellas, go see it, fellas.
Unbelievable. Come on. You talked about one of our favorite unconfirmed role model romance people, the Kardashian girl. Anything new in our unconfirmed role model romance section?
Well, no one's really going to believe this, so I kind of don't want to say it because you act.
No. Everybody believes what you say. Like, that movie
really?
Was good. Yeah,
this one,
they do.
I may have gotten bad intel. I may have got bad intel with this one. But I'm just going to say I heard a little bit of rumor of how she got her part in Temptations. All I really want to say is it's not really fair. She gets a bad name. It's not right. Well, I was going to say I heard she got her part in a very unorthodox yet conventional way. So.
What's unconventional for her? Like, she read the script and auditioned?
Come on, Jazz. No one knows this woman. Don't be mean.
But what we do know, or what we think we know, I mean, this is why we have the unconfirmed role model romance. We want to know more. So, what
are
you saying?
I heard she sucked Tyler Perry off. I mean,
yeah, no one, you're right, no one's going to believe that.
No one's
going to
believe
not
that.
Allow that.
Yeah, and, you know, and allegedly.
Now, if you say Kanye did for her to get the role now, I might kind of
come on, Jazz. We don't know if Kanye's that way, and if he is that way, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, you're offending the big people, the closeted Americans. I mean, need to be stopped.
I just want people not to be so passive and just, you know, it is what it is. Come on, let us help you. We want you. We want you out and we want you healthy.
So you don't want any fat people
no
in the closet.
No secret.
That's great. You know, but one thing I do have to credit you on is that you are not at all hiding your feelings and you are not being passive aggressive, which is my segue for today's topic.
Yay.
It is anger, being passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's not a trait that I have. In fact, well, why don't let's first define what passive aggression is. So, okay, what do we have here? It's defined as a deliberate and masked way of expressing covert feelings of anger. Those that have a hard time or choose to express anger in a masked way, which I find just ridiculous. I mean, for me personally, because expressing anger comes so easy in a unmasked way.
Right.
But this is, you know, we're talking about this is intentional. There's some different levels of passive aggressiveness, so I'm just going to go over those before you and I get into the discussion. And, Olu, I know you have, like, a musical selection, so whenever you're ready for it, just, you know, do a gunshot, ring a bell or something. Just go ahead and chime in. Okay, here are the five levels of passive aggressive. I want our listeners to really listen carefully because some of you are guilty for one or more or many of these. Okay, so one is temporary compliance. That is when the passive-aggressive person that's when the passive-aggressive person verbally complies with a request, but then behaviorally delays acting on it. So, say they're going to do something, and they take forever to do it, or they don't do it. What are you thinking? You're already naming people in your mind?
Whoa. Lou, you may have to mute her mic in a few minutes. I am not naming anyone. Solitary, I don't know. Keep on. What's number two?
Okay, number two, the second level of passive aggressiveness, intentional inefficiency. It's when a passive aggressive person complies with a request but carries it out in an unacceptable manner. Oh, my kids are passive aggressive. That's when I say, like, I should have done it myself. You know, that kind of thing. Wash the dishes.
How do we know? If a person being passive-aggressive, passive-aggressive, or just a screw-up. Or just like an underachiever? Are they all the same thing?
Fascinating.
Well, no, they're not. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. So I'm going to go through the levels, and then we'll kind of figure out how, you know, people can determine if they are, they're living with or dealing with someone who's passive aggressive. So number three is letting a problem escalate, in which a passive aggressive person uses inaction to allow a foreseeable problem to escalate, and they actually take pleasure in watching the anguish. So, you know.
Well, that's just cool.
It is. And that's that intentional aspect of it. So you see something bad happening, but you do nothing to change the course of the situation, and there's an intrinsic, you know, benefit to you for it. Yeah, that is cool. Number four.
$5 word.
Thank you. Hidden but conscious revenge is when the passive-aggressive person makes deliberate decision and takes hidden action to get back at someone. So that's like accidentally washing your clothes with bleach. Oops, I'm sorry.
Or, you know, putting dry clean only in the washing machine, yeah.
I have to, okay. We actually have a listener. She's listening in right now. She's going to know who she is, but she shared this passive-aggressive thing that she did when she put her ex-boyfriend's game box or whatever, Xbox, in water.
Oh, yeah. Remember that story,
Merged it in water, and then she blow-dried it. That is hidden but conscious revenge.
Yeah.
Passive-aggressive. All right. And the fifth one is self-depreciation, in which the passive-aggressive person goes to self-destructive lengths to seek vengeance. That is probably my least the one that I can't tolerate the most.
Now, how would that play out?
I'm thinking when, you know, a person may go to the length of feeling sick, like every time you want to go out and maybe do something, or you want to do something that they are just not, they're not game, or they come up with a sickness, or... So that to me is probably one of the worst to deal with. So those are the five levels of passive aggressiveness. I hope that folks that are listening in are able to identify either where they are in these five levels or several of them, or if they're dealing with someone that has these behaviors on a regular basis, you know, it can be very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's heavy. I feel like we could do a show on this every week.
We really could. So what are your thoughts? Do some people... Go ahead.
Well, my thoughts are this. I really want to know, how does one know whether or not someone is doing it intentionally or unintentionally? How do you, are you able to figure that out?
Okay, so we can talk about some of those. First, I want to say you are just like, you worry me about being around people that are passive-aggressive because you are, you know, known to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, me? I do.
Yeah.
You do.
So I think it's very important.
I'm an enabler. I am.
You can be, but this season we have to change that.
I want to learn.
Okay. Here's some warning signs. One of the things is that, you know, you do, they do definitely come, they come off as not knowing how to do things, or that they don't care, or they really don't have an opinion.
Right.
And so this is kind of the person that says, no, I don't care where we go and eat. You know, anything is fine, whatever you want. And then when you pull up to, like, the Chinese restaurant, they're like, you know, I don't like Chinese food. Or...
Right.
You know, I'll eat anything else but this. So they start off with not having an opinion or not caring, and then they become aggressive when you and make you seem to be the wrong person for not addressing their feelings.
When you act in the first place. Right.
Yes. Now, one of our producers, this topic is so, this really gets under her skin. When people say things like, I'm fine, you know, they're sitting there with a sourpuss face and they're saying, I'm fine. No, really, I'm fine. And then a week later, they're like, you know, I was going through something and you didn't even call me.
Right.
No, you were fine. That's what your mouth said. So those are some examples.
No, but we're told that all women do that in relationships.
No, no, they don't.
No.
No.
Because there's a big running joke, like, oh, when women say she's fine, that means head for the hills, like, you know, all that stuff. That's not all women?
No, just the passive aggressive ones. Now, you know, I will say, I definitely will say that, you know, women have the tendency to have passive behaviors. Because, you know, kind of socially, that's kind of how we are raised, to not have such strong opinions and not to be so, you know, not always to voice what we want. I do think that there is a large majority of women that can be very passive, but the passive aggressive part, that's not. I don't think that should be generalized. So here's another way that you can identify someone as being passive aggressive. Someone who maybe promises to do things with you or for you, you know, something that you requested that they do, and they always forget. They forget repeatedly.
Yeah. Now, do they really forget, Jazz, or do they just...
No. It's not important to them, or it's their way of saying, it's their way of being aggressive. Like, maybe you and I would say, I don't want to do that. I think it's a bad idea, and I don't like it. I'm not going to participate in that. And we maybe will have been taken as being confrontational or aggressive, whereas these people address confrontation by saying, like, okay, I think it's a good idea, but they never follow up. Which is, you know, it's just as bad as, I guess, to the person who's requesting. It's just as bad as not doing it or saying that you're not invited.
Right.
It's worse because it wastes time.
Yeah, I think it plays out a bit disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like playing with the person's expectations. You know.
Yes. And you don't know if you should feel sorry for them. Like, did they really, like, are they, you know, did they really forget? Is something...
Right.
Was I not clear? And they're
looking at yourself.
Yeah, and they're really just thinking, like, ha, 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 let's see how long he waits.
Right.
So these are folks that are also the ones that they're never responsible for their actions. They really believe that they have no fault in the matter. They'll say things like, you didn't tell me that. You know, you didn't tell me to... Maybe I asked you to do the laundry, and you only do one step of it. And then I'm like, why did you do the laundry?
Wait, what's one step of the laundry? Is that putting the things in the hamper?
Well, for example, like, the laundry to me is, like, you know, sorting it, washing it, drying it, folding it, and putting it away. That's doing the laundry. Now, if this person only puts clothes in the washing machine and doesn't complete any of the other steps, then they... repeatedly say things like, I did do the laundry.
I didn't dry
it.
You didn't say dry it. You said do the laundry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So some of those behaviors, and again, it's not just like the one time that someone forgets to do something or that they don't get your directions clear. It's pretty consistent. It's a pattern. So it's behavior that you kind of, you know, you want to watch in different situations. They're also known as, like, I mean, I call it kind of like the Debbie Downer. The person that they make it completely impossible for you to ever get your way. They always have an excuse as to why they can or won't do something, and in the end, you wind up asking yourself, maybe you're asking too much of them.
Yes, I definitely can relate to that.
Give an example. What comes to mind?
Well, I recall a time when I had a partner, and actually a friend of mine had to send me, I'm Gemini, so they say, and I think she was, I don't know, Scorpio, Leo, one of those things, I don't really know, but my homegirl, who also is Gemini, she was like, oh no, you can't, you know, you two can't be together, you know, and she sent me this thing about us, and it described a passive-aggressive relationship, like the whole thing, and how, you know, that, and I don't know about all that, you know, mumble-jumble, but it just said that particular connection would end up being passive-aggressive on one side. But pretty much, I can't remember a concrete example, but I do remember thinking, I remember her saying, well, I didn't know this, you know, and it's like, okay, well, you know, she was pretty grown, it was like, how can I know that? And I kind of was attacked for expecting her to, you know, do what she said, whatever, it was like, it was an attack, and I kind of fell back for a second. Like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm being controlling or something like that. Maybe, you know, you do need to, you know, whatever. So I definitely had to forward her the information that I got, you know, highlighted the parts and like, hey, I think this is you right here. I think she was part of the intentional passive-aggressive people because she definitely was wicked with it. She was wicked. She wasn't stupid at all. And once she got the heave-ho, she pretty much let, you know, the truth out about her, you know, her ways, you know. So I
kind of hear you, like, you know, mentioning this intentional part. I'm wondering how hung up you are on, like, being okay. So let's talk about that, because passive-aggressiveness is hidden anger. But the thing that's important for us to realize here is that it's still anger.
Right.
You know, so we're not talking about, you know, we might say someone has a passive-aggressive personality, and but we rarely say someone has an angry personality. You know, we might say when they get mad, or when they're angry, they're really angry. But we seem to excuse this passive-aggressiveness because it is, it's underhanded, it's hard to peg, but it's for, you know, it's for expression, for communication, it's for regulation of self. So I think that for those that are listening, like, we cannot give people excuses when they are being passive aggressive. That is, they're being angry and they need to address it in a way that's appropriate, as we would anyone that's exhibiting any other type of anger. So,
You know, one thing about passive aggressiveness, passive aggression, as you said, that I've learned, that I've learned how to say it, is that sometimes a person isn't angry at you. They may be angry, they may be anger inside about a particular situation. It could be angry at you know, the male-female dynamic. It may not be angry at what you asked them to do or what you said. It may just be that, because it doesn't just play out in relationships. It can play out at work and, you know, the parents know that. So that's one thing that sense in there, that it's not necessarily something that you did. Like, it'll make you think that it's something that you did, but it may be something that they brought into the relationship. Like, no one just gets passive-aggressive out of nowhere. It didn't really shut off and shut on with different relationships.
So it's
good for a person to, I think, try to look within themselves and analyze or get therapy and find out why they have this issue with being compliant to wisdom or just good sense.
You're getting real deep there.
No, hey man, I've been through it. I had a real rocky 3-month relationship. Rocky 90 days, see?
Those 90 days.
I went through it.
But it's really good that you were able to recognize that in that amount of time. You also raised a good point about how that passive aggressiveness can be seen in a lot of different, not just in relationships. So paying attention to how people handle issues at work. You know, if every time they have a problem at work, it's always someone else's fault, or they kind of find pleasure in watching someone look for a file that they happen to misfile somewhere else, or, you know, just things that we may just kind of laugh at or brush off, but think about it from the context of, if this was in my relationship, with how this person handles things when they're angry.
I had an employee in the past, and she would do collections, right? And with the collections, you know, she would say things like, oh, well, they want me to find out this, that, and the third, and they asking me, like, trying to, be Here's a collection from businesses. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. You know, we want to find out. Like, this is our money. You know, you get paid for getting this money. Don't put it out there like it's just me. And then another time, we send an intern to the store, and it's like, I told her, I said, hey, send the intern to the store. So she goes and says, hey, can you go to the store for Vic? I'm like, bitch, I didn't tell you to, you know, like,
right.
Kind of trying to separate herself from the group mission all the time. So she didn't really last. I'm not sure if anyone got that, but if you're in management, you understand what I'm saying.
that is
just like little ways to try to get at you without getting at you. You know, little ways of trying to really, the whole scenario was really her trying to pit people against me, whether it be the intern or the company. Like, well, hey, you know, your answer is fine, but, you know, the manager wants me to find out so-and-so.
Right. Well, yeah.
Like, I tell you. I hire you. You know, so that sort of thing is how you can recognize it at work.
Absolutely. So there are some strategies, actually, for dealing with passive-aggressive behavior. The first thing is recognizing, paying, you know, close attention. And we just talked about some of the patterns, the regular patterns that you may see with someone who's being passive-aggressive. But you want to recognize passive-aggressive behaviors as they're occurring. And it's step here after that, it's critical to disengage from the conflict so that you don't get drawn into thinking, you don't become the naive one and the victim of that person's ways. So when you're saying, like, did she really forget? You know, if this is the second, third, or fourth time you're asking yourself that, you know, that you need to stop. And when it happens, you need to recognize that this person is being passive-aggressive in this moment.
Yeah.
And you may choose to address it. And they probably will do what a passive-aggressive person says, which is, no, that's not true. I don't always do that. You know, they never take blame for it. And yet that'll be, again, another warning sign for you.
Right. And they lie. Sometimes they lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they will lie. And one of the things that helped me with that 83-day relationship that I spoke about earlier was when I read the article and it's saying, you know, you can stay with a person like that. You know, you just may never get what you want. And that's the important
right.
part of it. Like, you know, a passive-aggressive person is not going to end up killing you. Nothing crazy like that. They're just going to frustrate the shit out of you.
Right.
And, you know, make you, you know, look at yourself like you're wrong and you just may never, ever get what you want. So
you are dead on with that. Once you recognize that it's happening, you have to, you have to address it, though. And part of mm-hmm. addressing it is realizing that it is anger. It is a feeling
right.
of anger around something that it can be that you're not doing or something that they don't want to do that they're having a very difficult time with communicating
right.
with you. So, you know, like, for example, when, I think this is something that most people can relate to, there's a difference between being indecisive, like, I'm not really sure where we want to eat today, versus what we talked about earlier, I don't really care, it doesn't matter to me, and then we pull up to a restaurant, you know I hate this place, you know, or I can't believe you would bring me here. So in that moment, you want to address it, that I've asked you several times, and I think I was very clear with asking, where do you want to eat? And is it that you're having a hard time making a decision, or is it that you would like me to, maybe you don't listen, maybe you have to listen to that significant other when they mention several times that they don't eat a particular food. And they're being angry with you right now. So
right.
helping that person be able to communicate their anger in a way that's acceptable and it's going to actually be healthy for your relationship. I'm not saying if you're with a passive-aggressive person, you got to break up tonight.
No, you don't have to break up tonight.
Don't, yeah. But you definitely want to address
it. In the morning. and, you know, if you hear the symptoms and you think that these
describe you or describe what people think of you, mm-hmm. then you look at that. You may not be what people, like our licensed clinical social worker, Jasmine, right, calls mm-hmm. passive-aggressive, but you ain't right. You might as well be. So, you know, you need to knock it off. I don't think anyone says, hey, I'm passive-aggressive. How you doing? You know, so, but yeah. if these things, if the shoe fits, you definitely want to look at your behavior and figure out why you can't get right. Because I have experienced people who do have that behavior, and there's one side, one person may be very antagonistic about it. They may lash out in anger, and then there are people who are very sad about it. And they may not even know what's impeding their progress.
Absolutely.
You know, so sometimes it can hurt you. Yeah. There are people. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. My thought is that, you know, and I think we talk about this on pretty much every single show about the power of communication in relationships. So when you're angry, instead of, you know, sabotaging something of your significant others, because this is kind of what it looks like. I did the extreme one of the woman actually submerging the person's boy, Game Boy or whatever. I'm so old. What do they use now?
I don't think it was a Game Boy. I believe it was an Xbox.
Xbox, thank you. I don't play video games. And neither does anyone I deal with. But when she submerged that game into the water and then dried it, she never addressed her anger.
Right.
She got off a little bit on the fact that he couldn't play with his toy and that maybe he was going to spend more time with her, or, you know, maybe she was getting him back for something else that he did, whatever the reason is, but she never was able to actually communicate what she was angry about. So
right.
being passive-aggressive doesn't, it really doesn't help either one. Like, maybe temporarily it's kind of funny when you try to turn it on. I mean, it's kind of sad.
Right.
But then after that, it's like, whatever he did to hurt you and make you upset,
he's still going to do it.
Okay. Yeah, he is, because he doesn't know.
It's kind of like you're in a movie, and, you know, you kill a guy out of revenge, but he doesn't know it was you. Like, you know, you gotta, don't kill anybody, but you gotta be like, look at me. I did this to you, and here's why I did it. And you see, you know, all that shit. Like, I broke the Xbox because I'm mad at you or whatever, you know. So for
and
this
no
show.
No one will ever know.
Yeah, we're not saying on this particular show, do not break the Xbox, because that's another show. And, you know, and that's how to have healthy conflict in a relationship, how to resolve the conflict. But for this show, if you must break the Xbox, then tell them why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm mad at you, and this is why, you know, I did A, B, and C, you know, and duck.
And, yeah, and run. And don't call us. Not touching
what?
Property. So, Vic, let me ask you before we go into I think we have a musical selection. I wanted to check in with you on the quiz. We took a quiz to see how passive aggressive we are.
Oh.
Yeah.
The quiz.
Let me guess. You forgot.
I didn't do it. I'm gonna do the quiz. I was gonna do it.
Oh, really? So you must have thought the quiz was silly, and you were angry about it, and you chose not to do it.
The quiz is a bit silly, but I told you I'm going to do the quiz. On the quiz.
Okay.
I saw the emails going back and forth with everybody saying their scores and everything. I was going to do it then, but I want y'all to think that I was doing it just because everybody was doing it. So I was, you know what, I'll do it during the musical break. How about that?
Okay, I would like that very much.
Did you do it?
I did. And I came up at 20% passive aggressive, and I can deal with that score. 20 out of 80, that's not bad. I mean, 20 out of 100, sorry. So, okay, Olu, please take us into a musical selection while Vic picks one.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm not sure when I'm gonna do it.
No, you're going to do it now. Otherwise, it's going to make me angry.
Well, I hid my Game Boy from you, so I don't know what you mean.
Of passive aggressiveness. A portion is definitely due to some of those those social norms that we talked about, that being a woman, but a lot of it gets played out at work. I think that that I am definitely have some passive, those, that 20% passive aggressive tendencies certainly come out at work. So I'm going to, actually, I would like to lower that. I would like to do a better job at expressing my discontent with things in the professional atmosphere without being passive at all.
Great, great.
Yeah.
See?
So, question. Now that you know what a passive aggressive person is like and you have some, you know, you have some examples, how have you dealt with these folks? Or how will you deal with them now that you're able to spot them out?
Let them go, dog. Like, you know, I mean, once I read the article about it and, you know, I tried to discuss it. You know, and I was met with just aggression. You know, I had to end it because, you know, just realizing that sometimes these people really have no intention whatsoever of doing what they say they're going to do. You know, once you realize, well, me personally, once I realize that, then it's like, okay, well, you know, it's got to be a wrap. Because, you know, we all have journeys and we all struggle on things, and there's nothing wrong with falling short and, you know, being late on assignments and everything. But once, you know, you realize that this person really inside is listening to what you're saying and saying no in their mind but saying yes to you, then, I mean, they're a liar and you don't need to be around all that. You can't really, you know, you can offer them advice for the future and maybe they can come back years down the line with a different attitude. But, yes, in the future, I mean, in the past, I dealt with it by just moving myself.
Yeah.
I'm not a therapist. I can only do so much.
And you're right. You don't have to put up with that type of behavior because, again, it's anger. And if it's not being addressed appropriately, you wouldn't put up with other forms of anger not being addressed appropriately. And it really, for me, it hasn't been until more recently that I've dealt with some passive aggressive behavior. It might be a far stretch, but some of the things that that I have seen when it comes to communicating with men when they are from a relationship aspect, when they're upset with you, and instead of saying, I'm upset with you, I don't like that you did this, or I want to spend more time with you, or you didn't call me back, they withdraw their attention.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
And I am seeing that now more so. Maybe I just wasn't in tune to what was going on in the past, or really I just feel like I've dealt with some pretty aggressive men, no passivity at all. But now I'm kind of seeing, you know, kind of like a withdrawal of their attention when they seem to be upset with something. And what I do is I don't address it at all. I ignore it. I ignore behavior that I don't feel deserves any attention. And I kind of feel like when you're over your, you know, I don't know, your temper tantrum or your little pissy party, and you'll use your words and you'll talk to me then.
Well, I think we have a caller, but I just want to say that
my
little bit of advice is don't let a passive-aggressive person pull you down to their level. I don't give a fuck. You may not want to talk about nothing, or you may be doing your passive-aggressive shit. I'm not going to act like I don't, you know, I see something's wrong. So if you're telling me something is fine and I feel that it's not, and maybe it is, I'm going to be exploring that. I'm not going to let you just get away with that and run our relationship, and, you know, in this whole big thing of, you know, bad or poor communication. But we do have a caller.
Yeah, let's hear from our caller.
It's the Ebony Empress, who we talked to before, late last year, and she has her own show on Blow Talk Radio.
Hey.
Yes, she's from the UK, I think. I don't know, probably.
I am. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm
good.
I'm doing
Happy
fine.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank
Easter
you.
To you as well.
Did yeah, and I'm from the UK. Why would you think I'm from somewhere different?
N- No, not no UK. UK. Yeah, I remember
definitely
you.
UK. UK.
Thanks for calling back in.
That's okay. I just thought let me hang out and see what you guys are talking about. I happen to sleep in early, so you know it's about 1:50 in the UK now. But it being the Easter weekend, I know that I can have a rest in later on. So it's okay. It's okay. But I love the topic. The passive aggressive stuff is something that I can really relate to. I think it kind of, you know, shows up when I know I was dating someone for a while and he was like a really nice person, but just never reliable, okay? Reliable, like, you know, you say you're going to turn up, you don't turn up. You say you're going to call, you don't call. And it's not because, you know, he's doing anything particularly bad. He's just totally, totally, totally unreliable. And my thing is, I really love someone who is, you know, true to their word, okay? You say you're going to do something, you do it, you follow through. Or you let me know, you just let me know. Like, you know, I can't make it, this has come up, you know, even if it's on the hour, on the minute, you just let me know. And, you know, I try different ways of dealing with it. So it'd be like, you know, try not to be angry about it, try not, but, you know, just look, this is how it is. This works for me. That does not work for me. And, you know, in the beginning, I was really patient about it. And then I started getting the anger thing. As you listen, this really doesn't work. Go away. I just can't deal with it. I really can't. And then, you know, it happened so much that, you know, the relationship ended. And then
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, what type of things, like, what was the thing that annoyed you the most as far as his behavior?
It was just the inability to be honest and upfront about what it is you want or you don't want to do. So if you know that you don't want to go out Saturday night, but I say, are we going out Saturday night? And you'll start thinking in your mind, oh, she wants me to go out Saturday night. But you know what? I really can't commit to that. But you know what? I better say yes, because if I say no, then she's going to go out with her girls. And then, you know, so let me say yes. And then and let me see if come the time I can find a way to get out of it. But she won't go out. So I think it was him.
Wow.
Trying
yeah,
to
it's control.
Yeah, it was controlling the relationship. So if I don't say, then you won't have time to organize something different. Okay. And that will exclude me. So I don't want to be excluded. So I'll just pretend I'm going to be where I say I'm going to be. And you know, when you are dressed up, ready to go, and then someone tells you, you know, okay, you know, and I do like what I do. I plan things so that if he said, yes, we're going to go somewhere, and I had a feeling that he was not being totally, totally honest about it, I'd book something with my girls. And then when he said no, I was gone, right?
Good for you.
Yeah, and then it was a problem because he'd be like, oh, so you didn't plan to go out with me. No, I didn't. I planned to go out with you, but I don't trust your word.
I got to stop you because I feel your blood pressure rising right now. That is a lot. That is a lot to be thinking about. A lot. That's a lot.
So it's drama. I was just like, too much drama.
Wow.
Let's go. I'm a drama-free person, and if I've got to be working with you in that way, you know, that's me not being my authentic self. I got to let you go. Got to let you go. And so I did. I let him go. And, you know, and after a while, he was like, can you, you know, there was never anything wrong, you know, except this behavior. And you know what? I'm really working on it, and I'm a lot better now. And I took him back, and the same thing happened. And it was gone again. So, you know, my lesson from that was, you know, you see what you see. When you see what you see, don't try to make it something it isn't. No, don't pretend that you can change anyone. You cannot change anyone. If that's who that person wants to be, until they decide that, look, this is no longer who I, you know, who I want to be, then it will always be an issue. And there'll always be drama because you're always going to feel that this isn't right for you. And they're always going to be pretending there's something they're not. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So, you know.
God,
yeah.
I need a drink.
I just want to ask you really fast.
Yeah.
How long were you in this back and
forth? Well, it was like that for about a year. I'd say about a year because it was ups and downs. That's the thing, you see, when someone's like that, it's not always what they'll do. There'll be good times when things are working okay, and then there'll be patches when it's that way, and it's up and down. So it is that roller coaster where you start thinking, oh, she's okay now, and then it happens again. And then you're like back on that same groove, and it's just standing back from the relationship and looking at it and going, look, there is something here that really, you know, is in the gap of anything great happening, because you've got to be able to work with someone who can work with you. And if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. It doesn't matter how nice you are when you are nice and you're good. And it, you know, because there is something that needs to be dealt with, and it's for you to identify it as an issue for you. And if I'm identifying it and bringing it to you, you know, you're not going to be able to see it through my eyes, because you may see it as a criticism. You may see it as me saying, you know, there's something wrong with you. But if you see it for yourself, you're more likely to address it. And the thing was, he never wanted to see it for himself. You know, he had a bunch of excuses for himself. And people with excuses will always find more. So,
mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Well, I feel like she's our friend. When is your show?
Well, my show, the relationship ones are on a Tuesday and Thursday. So, 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern time. But I do tomorrow morning, actually. Well, it'll be morning in a few hours. Well, it's already morning now, but at 6 a.m., GMT, which is about 2:30 in the morning, I do a Rise and Shine breakfast show with Tanika in Florida.
Yeah. Three
and
shows.
It's my next show coming up. So I'm up early because I slept in today after lunch and never woke up till now. And I saw you guys were on, and I was like, let me say hello while I'm putting the show up. So,
aww.
So,
well, thank you, Ebony Empress.
No problem.
Appreciate you checking in.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely glad to hear she found her way out of that relationship.
Right.
So we have some things we need to do. We actually need to address one thing that's gone on in our chat room, and then we need to talk about some upcoming things related to the emotion picture.
We've got 3 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do it in 3 minutes. So someone in the emotion picture room just says that sometimes when you're upset, you don't feel like talking about it. So it's not fair to say that that person's being passive aggressive. So I just want to make sure that we're clear. Part of it is not, it's okay if you don't want to talk about your issue with the person that might be trying to figure out what's the matter with you, why do you look bad, and all that. It's okay. It's when you use that against them later that it becomes a problem. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is that if you're not okay, we have to be perfectly okay with saying, I'm angry right now, I'm upset right now, I'm sad, I'm emotional, and I don't want to talk about it right now. Thanks for asking. I'll let you know if I want to talk about it in the future. Now, if that person continues to press on, they're in the wrong.
Right.
But we do need to be honest with our feelings, even if we're not going to talk about it in great detail. Because people who know and love you will notice that something is wrong with you.
Right. And don't think that just because you're not telling the person you're angry at, that you're angry, that the anger does not come out in different ways. You'll be fooling yourself to think that. So like Jazz said, you can definitely say, hey, I will rip your head off right now if you don't let me get, you know, a day or whatever to think, whatever it is. But trust me, people who are concerned about your feelings are very hard to come by nowadays. So, like Jazz said, you may want to just let them know that, yes, there is an issue, and we will work on it. I'll work on it by myself, or we'll work on it together, just not right now.
Right.
But that's progressiveness is when you to take it to a whole nother level.
Like absolutely. And you might be doing some passive-aggressive stuff thereafter with your anger if you don't address it. So,
slamming the door and shit, breaking glasses.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Dumb shit.
So, everybody, April 26th, the Emotion Picture hosts and listeners and friends and family and followers and all that other stuff will be in Atlanta, Georgia, from April 26th to the 28th. Yeah. Check for more details on theemotionpicture.com or Facebook. Look us up on Emotion Picture Twitter, The Emotion Pic, Instagram, The Emotion Pic. Also, keep your, all that, your ears and eyes tuned for the upcoming web series, Dirty Hearts. It is going to be phenomenal. Yes. And please check out last night's episode of the Mile High Club, where we had a fantasy flight with Sativa Rose, an adult entertainer.
Sativa Rose.
Yeah. It was a very sexy show. So check
Sativa Rose. Mm-hmm. Google her first. Sativa Rose. Look that up first, and then listen to the show.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's some pictures. When you listen to the show, you'll see some very sexy pictures. And
speaking of porn.
Next week. She made the fantasy of one of our special listeners, Majesty, come true on the phone. So,
wow. Like a make the Wish Foundation.
Make a Wish Foundation.
That's who we are. Yeah, okay.
We do it all. So, we'll see you next week or hear from you next week, Sunday, 8 p.m. And we're out.